Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Pizza Time Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I am Henry.
And we're here today to talk about what in the hell is going on with the DC Universe.
The
Or, yeah,
DCEU, or
that
DC
thing.
Worlds, as some, well, they refer themselves as. we're going to discuss what went wrong, what could possibly go on in the future, and what could have been.
What went wrong? What to see in future? And what could have been? All right, cool. So, first one, what went wrong? Henry, start us off.
Well, as most people have seen, and again, my bias might come into this. Personally, I like Batman v Superman, though all over the place. We can say that's where it was the beginning of the end for the DCEU.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's where all the negative reports started coming from. Because, I mean, Man of Steel was a pretty solid film.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, at the time, that was about it, right? And then Batman v Superman, and then Wonder Woman afterwards killed.
Was Suicide Squad before or after? It was
Oh,
after it.
it was after.
Okay. Then maybe you are correct. After Batman versus Superman, everything just started downpouring.
And then Wonder Woman had to come in and save everyone.
Yeah.
And Aquaman. But yeah, the thing is, Warner Brothers tried to rush everything because, again, as much as I hate it, Marvel did the right thing with doing everything with time. They took
Yes.
10 years to get where we're at right now.
Well, also they established okay, for example, Spider-Man, I'm blanking out, crap, Ant-Man, like they all started doing little movies that would tie. They basically made a spider web. So in
Yeah.
the middle was Thanos, right? But
Yeah.
everything around it, they were like, oh, we got to throw in Iron Man, we got to throw in Spider-Man, we got to throw in Thor, we got to throw in this, that. And they all towards the end, or they all had basically almost the same premise of leading up to the same exact thing. And that's why it cultivated into something where it was, it became something unique altogether. But with DC, since the 80s, it's just been spin-offs. It's like, here's a Batman here, here's a Batman there, and here's Hellboy. Hellboy was another spin-off, but that was a good
Well,
one.
the thing is, I don't. Hellboy's not DC.
Is he not DC?
No.
What is Hellboy
I
then?
think
Let
Dark
me
Horse
see.
Comics.
Let me see, Hellboy.
Yeah, but Hellboy's not. Or is it? I'm pretty sure it's not DC. I'm like 90% sure it's not DC.
Dark Horse Comics is the comic brand for the published Hellboy comics. Hellboy is published by Dark Horse Comics.
Yeah,
Dark
I
Horse
told
does
you.
not typically build vast universes like Marvel DC did have a crossover with Batman and Starman. Oh, nice.
Yeah,
But
Dark Horse is the ones that are in charge of Hellboy, but
that
yeah.
sounds pretty cool, though. But yeah, anyways, again, they're standalone movies. They don't join into anything. And that's what DC was trying to do, but
They were
way
trying to
too
play
late. Way too late.
catch up. Yeah, too late,
Yeah.
you know. 'Cause
Yeah.
individually, prior to them trying to make their universe, they had great movies, if you think about it. Again,
Yeah, like for example, Batman and Robin, the best one.
Oh, clearly. We just gotta chill. But yeah. Okay.
That for anybody that doesn't know what okay means, he was saying okay in Spanish.
Sí,
So
ahorita llego para allá.
he's speaking African now for any of our guests.
Ahí llego ya como una hora.
Una hora means 3 minutes.
Well, no, to a Mexican, an hour means like three.
Hours. Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't too bad. Anyways, going back to Mother and Son time. Dark Horses or Dark Horse Comics is pretty cool. But yes, the downfall of DC.
Yeah, no, but back to what I was saying is, yeah, they tried to rush it. They they were playing catch up too fast, when in reality they were already doing great with individual movie franchises. With the Dark Knight trilogy. Look at that. Look how great that. Well, the ending was a little flat, but the Dark Knight was
on the trilogy or on Dark Knight.
The trilogy, the whole movie franchise, you know.
Yeah, it did fall a little flat.
Because the first two were like amazing. The third one was all right.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's also the Superman movies before Henry Cavill were all right. They weren't the greatest either.
Yeah, you did pretty good. You did a pretty good job.
Yeah. So again, DC had to kind of play catch up with properties that they should have just
taken. They're trying to play catch up? Like with catch up?
Can you shut up? I'm sorry. Your comedy falls flat.
Just like DC. But anyways, this is why we're talking
about it. I will end you. Don't insult the beautiful house that Superman built.
Oh, now it's Superman. I thought it was all Batman, bud.
Well, first of all, Superman was the first superhero, if we're being honest.
Oh, wow. So, I thought it was Dark Horse Comics. Keep going with your downfall. I don't care.
So when you talk about things you love, disturb you.
The only thing I love is me. No, I don't even love me. I love Spider-Man. What else do I love? Legos and Ashley. That's all I love. I don't care about anything else. Ashley's my girlfriend, if anybody is thinking or hearing or doesn't know. Or anyways, Hellboy should be in the DC universe.
He was in a crossover for Injustice. But anyways, back to what I was saying. Batman and Robin is the greatest DC film of all time. God, we really can't stay on one topic, can we?
No. Because you derail, and
I'm on topic, and then you say something. Talking about
ketchup?
Yeah, you say something that pisses me off.
Well, that's why I'm here.
But yeah, the thing is, I'm gonna keep repeating the same thing. They're trying to catch up. Yeah, but yeah. But anyways, all right. So Batman vs Superman was a dud to a lot of people. And
me.
Well, have you ever watched the extended cut?
No, I could care less.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours long.
Yeah, exactly. I would have rather just played Resident Evil or gone downstairs and played video games or actually did something that was important.
That was very important.
What, that 3 hour long movie that you saw a bat freaking printing people? Oh, no, not printing. What's it called? Burning bat symbols onto people's thighs or butts?
Branding.
Oh, yeah, branding. That's the word. Branding people? No, I could care less. Freaking creepy Batman.
Dopest Batman out there.
Get out of here. He has a freaking fake voice. They had to put something over his voice to make it seem even deeper. Okay.
Okay, so you prefer the Harvey Dent.
I prefer that than freaking, hey everyone, I'm Batman. And then in the background it's like, it was like the super robotic. No, I'd rather take Christian Bale's,
so where's the Joker? Is he downstairs?
And then everyone's like, I don't know what you're saying.
He's like, fine, look over there.
And they all look and he disappears. I would rather take that than robotic Batman any day. Thank you very much. I'm enough with the derailing. Explain to us what else is wrong with DC. If not, we can go to weren't you gonna explain something about a cut that something had, or
oh, with the Justice League,
that thing?
Okay, so I was listening to Kevin Smith's podcast, the Fat Man Beyond. By the way, I love that podcast so much.
Shout out, please help us out.
Yeah, I was like, if we ever get big enough, I hope to one day speak to him. He's a comic book legend.
Yeah,
but yeah,
in Dragon Con.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not meet him, but like I saw him walking around, and I was like, "Oh, it's that fat guy." So
yeah,
no offense to fat people, I have many fat friends. Anyways, keep
I'm not
fat. He's built like a carrot, so just think of a carrot.
Carrot. Oh, yeah. Don't insult my legs. I'm a buff guy. My legs.
So this is what Henry always tells me. He looks like a buff guy that knows how to eat. He knows how to go out and eat. So
I know how to work out and I know how to eat.
Exactly. There we go. Okay. Anyways, Fat Kevin Smith. You were talking.
So a few months ago, he was invited to the Star Wars set, right?
Okay.
And he met like a lot of people that worked at Pinewood Studios, right? The place where, you know, basically the English Hollywood kind of place, you know?
Okay.
And he got to talk to a lot of people that worked on both the Joss Whedon version of the Justice League and the Zack Snyder version.
Okay.
So they were saying that there were people that worked on both versions.
Okay.
And he was saying that people were telling him that they already had the storyboards for Zack Snyder's Justice League films, all three of them. Originally, it was supposed to be they're planned to have three Justice League
films. So it was like a trilogy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And in the first one, it stays mostly of how it was, you know, Steppenwolf comes to Earth, but the ending was a lot different, actually. It was Steppenwolf is fighting the Justice League and he summons a boom tube. And in that boom tube, you see Darkseid.
Uh-huh.
And like a small battle like ensues so that Darkseid doesn't like get into Earth.
Oh, I see it here. It's Justice League canceled trilogy plot, deleted scenes breakdown, and there's a picture of the dark side, like you were talking about, and Green Lantern was also in it too.
Uh huh.
Oh wow.
There was he was saying that there was a lot of stuff like left on the cutting room floor because like the studio and then Joss Whedon's cuts. Like you remember in the commercial when or like in the ads when Alfred would say, "Thank God you're here. Let's hope you're not late."
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone was like, "Oh, that's Superman." And they were like, nah, that was supposed to be Green Lantern.
They were like, no.
Yeah. But they were saying that when they filmed that scene, it was a bunch of green lights.
Didn't they kill a Green Lantern?
A Green Lantern in the beginning of the film, yeah. But every time lantern dies, the ring finds a new host.
Wow. So there's I'm seeing the Justice League trilogy on IMDb. I'm seeing all the movies that came out so far. At least the best ranked ones. Number one is Wonder Woman. Two is Man of Steel, 2013. Batman vs. Superman, Metacritic of 44, 2016. Suicide Squad, Metacritic of 40. Justice League, 45. Aquaman, 55. But overall, people give it a 7.4 to Aquaman. Justice League, 6.5. Suicide Squad, 6.1. 6.5 Batman, 7.1 Man of Steel, and 7.5 Wonder Woman.
So Wonder Woman leads.
Yeah.
We stand a strong queen.
Women powers.
Spider-Man to me.
I know. What's her name again? Spider-Man. Okay, so Spider-Man 2002 is the first one. Oh, yeah. Spider-Man 2 is the second one. Spider-Man 3 is the worst one. Amazing Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2, Civil War, Homecoming. 68, Endgame, Far From Home. There hasn't been that many Spider-Man movies. I'm sad.
There should been a be few, more. Actually.
I mean, in total, there's only been legit six.
I mean, that's not if you don't count the like weird Japanese one they had back in the day.
Spider-Man? No, we don't count him. Spider-Man is something else. Oh, speaking of Spider-Man, before we derail off even more. Are you gonna tell us more about what happened with that story?
Oh, all right.
Just give us a whole like synopsis of it. Go.
Okay. So and then So it ends with the Justice League closing the boom tube and Darkseid not being able to get to Earth.
Okay.
And so it basically ends the same way it did with this one. You know, they win, and everyone kind of goes around about their way. But in the second film, they would have taken the battle to Apocalypse. Apocalypse being where Darkseid is from. And God, I would have loved to have seen that.
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah. And the thing is, they were going to I like this phrase a lot of people use. They were going to Empire Strikes Back it. You know what that means?
No.
It means they were going to end it like sad. They weren't going to the sequel ends like bad for the heroes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I got you.
So they were gonna lose pretty much.
Well, they had to, but then the third movie would pick it back up.
Kind of. So you're.
So it's like. It's like sorry, it's like Avengers.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, so you remember the flashback scene with literally a flashback with Batman?
Yeah.
Or not really a flash, but the dream sequence, the one where you see like that post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, when he's in the Desert Storm outfit, looking like a desert cat,
like one of his most badass suits, I would say.
I mean. Yeah, sure. Okay, Henry, keep going.
Whatever. But yeah, so that becomes Earth. And they were saying that's like the hero's last stand because Darkseid conquered Earth.
That makes sense now.
Yeah, I would pay to see that because, look.
Yeah, because that whole dream sequence was retarded. When I first saw it, I was like, I guess they altered it because they wanted to make it seem like Superman would have taken over the world. Yeah. And done all that crap, but it was really for Darkseid.
Right? Yeah, and if anything, so like what my theory is, because you know how Flash starts saying, "Oh, Lois is the key."
Yeah. He would have used Darkseid would have used Superman.
Yeah, like
Darkseid held her captured. Yeah.
Yeah, so to save Lois or to use Lois to get Superman, like to un.
So maybe those were just scenes that they had extra and they were like, oh, we have to use these scenes because we spent like $2 million on it.
Yeah.
We might as well put it somewhere.
Yeah.
And they were like, just make a dream sequence. It's like, okay, perfect. That makes sense. Okay. That's cool. Now that makes more sense because before I was like, what is the point of this stupid... Like, Superman's not going to do that. Like, I can already tell he's not. But again, you never know. Superman in other comics, I know you read more than I do. He reads more than I do, literally. So you would know way more about that than I would.
Oh, yeah, there's so much like evil Superman out there. There's that new movie that's gonna be like if Superman been an evil child.
When? Is that comic?
Like, no, it's not a comic.
Animated?
No, it's an actual movie. What's it called? Google it real quick.
Is it the Red Sun?
No, that's how Superman landed in like Soviet Russia.
Oh, nice.
Comrade.
Okay, so Comrade, I buy Superman.
Hold up, let me look.
Superman, new evil movie. Let's see if it pops up. Evil Superman, Brightburn.
Yes, Brightburn.
Oh snap! There's a trailer out.
It is so, like. Right at the beginning, you get the it's the immediate Superman vibes, bro. Because it's like, all right, it's a family that lives like on a farm, and this ship crashes, and it's a baby in it.
Yeah.
And again, just watch it. It's like the same exact thing as Superman's origin. They take him in, they adopt the kid, but instead of him doing is like, you know, the heroic stuff,
he turns evil.
He murders people,
dude. When is this movie coming out?
Check it. You have it in front of your face now?
No, I do. But if I click it, it's going to just start playing in my ears.
Hold up. Let me see.
Right. Hold up. Okay. Hold up. I got the official trailer. I don't think it's an official trailer. There's only two comments on it.
May 24th.
May 24th. Is it with Elizabeth Banks?
Yep.
Oh, she is in the movie then. Yeah, this does look like a horror movie. What the heck?
Yeah.
Dude, what kind of mask does he have on?
I'm saying, it's scary.
What the heck? Oh my gosh. James Gunn is directing this?
Something like that.
It says Brightburn trailer breakdown, James Gunn horror movie.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. Well, now if anybody doesn't know, the four people that listen to us, they now know.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. Wow. Oh, before you keep going on more, I am making an Instagram. Well, we already made an Instagram. I'm making a Twitter, and I'm making all those other things tonight so we can start, you know, promoting. Oh, we're on Rocket Cast or whatever we finally got on that. So I'll send everybody. I'll put the link on whatever we use. And if you guys want to hear it there, you guys can. So But again, I have to make all those accounts first and all that crap.
And hopefully we get on Apple and Spotify on that eventually.
We will. It's just, it's taking a process. It's going to take like three, four days. And our first one was uploaded on Saturday. So we still have basically tomorrow and maybe even Wednesday. Maybe Wednesday we'll have it ready. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll check it out. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Cast of Brightburn. Matt L. Jones. He sounds so familiar. Where is he from? Huh. Oh, well. But yeah, that movie looks pretty cool. All right, yeah. Keep going with the second part. So then they would open the last.
So the last one would be basically what Batman saw in that dream sequence. It's the post-apocalyptic world, literally, and the last stand of the heroes is us as them reclaiming the Earth, which I'll be so down for that.
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm not that much of a DC character or lover, but that just sounds like a cool movie to go watch.
Yep.
It's pretty neat.
But no, Joss Whedon had to come in and ruin things. Well, Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers just wanted DLC skins for everything, but just like EA. They wanted Batman in a cool suit. And they were like, we could sell so many action figures if you just put him in this cool suit. And they were like, we'll do that with Batman in the desert sequence. And they're like, we need more. We need to sell more toys.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything else on that?
Well, no. Well, they're learning from their mistakes kind of now a little late, but now they're
way too late.
Yeah, now they're focusing on their on single movies. And they're not going to have like another big Justice League event for another few years.
Another few years?
Yeah. Because slated up the next, up until, they're planning movies up until 2021 at the moment.
Okay.
And up until then is the Batman, the new Batman movie without Ben Affleck.
Okay. And so who's getting casted? Do you know?
So far there's the rumor going around that that Armie Hammer might be the lead. And
Armie Hammer?
You know,
what's that?
You don't know who Armie Hammer is, bro?
No.
You ever watched, I'm trying to think.
Are you talking about John Cena?
No. The Lone Ranger. Have you ever seen The Lone Ranger?
Oh, that guy. Who cares about him?
It's like, he looks too vanilla, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he
does.
He's too...
I'd rather have John Cena as Batman, a young Batman, than freaking Armie Hammer over here.
Yeah, but I mean...
I don't know. Okay, who would you pick, honestly? That's a question. Who would you pick? And in the comments, who would you guys pick also for a good Batman? But Henry, give me your take on that.
Since we're going for the younger one, because, I mean, one besides Ben Affleck right now, it would an older Batman, I'd probably go with John Hamm, as a lot of people would. Tell me you don't...
John Hamm. John Hamm, who is it again?
You ever watch Mad Men?
Oh yeah, him. Yeah, he would be awesome.
Tell me, I would love. Tell me you don't get Bruce Wayne vibes from that guy.
Oh, but he could play a good like. Oh man, he would play a good like Ben Affleck Batman now.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's kind of past.
Yeah.
So.
But he could still look old too. So he just has that jawline. It's disgusting.
I know. Ah, what a man.
Yeah.
And he's straight up said he'd be open to it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, I wouldn't... Okay, what if... All right, what if they do this? Now, this is, like, very random, just out of the bloom. Okay, Ben Affleck, middle Batman, right?
Uh-huh.
Not too old, not too young, kind of right there in the middle. The young Batman that's playing right now in Gotham, that kid.
David Mazouz.
He plays as him. Yeah. And then towards the end, what's that guy from Thor that died in Thanos? In the
Loki?
No. The black guy.
Oh, Idris Elba?
Yeah. He plays as the old Batman.
I mean.
The thing is, it would make no sense because it's supposed to carry on. Not Christian Bale's, Ben Affleck's.
Your sense of humor is strange, friend.
I don't know why I'm laughing. It would just be so weird. Like they don't get another white guy. They just get a black guy, or they get a Hispanic guy to just do Batman. And then everybody's like, what? Like, they're like, how? How is this even possible? Like, everybody's just pissed off. And I'm like, yeah, I could see that. He just changed. Like, he wanted to be black now. He wanted some black lightning is what he wanted to do.
You never had black lightning.
But that would be cool. Like, it would be very weird. And I would be the only one probably laughing the entire time. Everybody else would be pissed. But I'd be like, this is pretty cool. I could see that. Because what they do is they go to – because, you know, DC loves their – oh, this is World 2. This is World 77.
Or, like, yeah, their extended universe. No, well, multiverse. Exactly. Multiverse.
Yeah, exactly. So then they do that. And then they're like, I don't know. They could do that. I mean, I could see that happening. They could literally flip the book on DC, but DC just always tries to play it kind of safe. But with Spider-Man, enter the what's it called, Spider-Verse, they did an excellent job of blending in just everyone from everywhere. And if Batman or if DC does something like that, that would be pretty cool. But again, it'd be really weird. A lot of people would be like, how is that even possible? Because especially the people that don't understand comics, or don't understand, like, why this even happened. Like, your normal movie viewer is going to be like, why is Batman black now? Like, that makes no sense. But everybody's like, oh, no. He's from World 77 or from World 32. It makes sense because they do something like that.
There was that,
and he goes back in time.
There was that world where Stan Lee made the comic book, made the DC characters.
Oh, yeah. And then they look super weird.
Yep. And Batman was black.
That was pretty cool. Exactly. So as a tribute for Stan Lee, this is the reason why they need to do this. My case is closed. I'm done. That's all I have to say. Keep going, Henry.
I don't even remember where I was.
I went off like saying what would be an older Batman, and you picked that guy from Batman.
So who would you choose? Because I'm still thinking. Because they're going for a younger Batman, remember?
Yeah. So like, let's go young.
Late 20s. So let's say from like 20, like 28 to like 35.
Jason Momoa.
You know they were actually looking at him?
It would make no sense, though. It's just like the same thing if you cast Batman as another race of what he is right now. Let me think. I just can't stop looking at Brightburn now. It looks pretty cool. Okay, let me close out my thing. Okay, let me think. What is a good actor right now? Maybe that guy from The Kingsman, but I don't see that. Too vanilla. What about Adam Levine?
How did you get that?
That from the Super Bowl yesterday. Did you see those moves?
Shirtless Adam Levine. Good God.
He looks like the pillow. Some dude posted a meme. My girlfriend sent me. It's literally the same design of the pillow as on his shirt. Stupid. Like, it makes no sense. Adam Levine's weird. The halftime show pissed me off also with the SpongeBob not even showing up. That really made me mad. They teased me way too hard. And the Rams didn't win, so I was upset. Freaking Peyton. Anyways, Young Batman.
I'm really trying to think. I can't think of him.
I am too. I can't think of anybody. Like, I don't think of any young actor. Batista.
I'm not even going to lie. I'd pay to see that.
That'd be pretty cool. He'd be very monotone, though. He'd be like, hello, I'm Batista. Oh, no, sorry. Hello, I'm Bruce Wayne.
You do not see me.
I'm Batman. It's like, oh, hello, Batman. Hey. But he's too tall. He's way too big. Yeah, how big is what's Affleck? His face?
6'4".
Yeah, exactly. It would not make any sense.
But yeah, no, actually, Affleck I think was the tallest Batman.
Christian Bale
was 6'2". Well, in the suit he was like 6'2". With like in not real life, he's like just 6 foot.
Yeah. Wow, that thing gave him 2 more inches. It says Tim's. New York Times. Yeah, I really don't know who who I would pick. I'm not really good with.
The thing is, I have like people. Faces, but I don't know names.
Yeah. And I have like names. No, I don't. I have neither. So
basically,
it's not gonna work out. I think the Madman guy would go.
Be the best like one. John Hamm. But the thing is, basically, I'm looking for like a man, a dark haired man with a good tan.
Yeah, because Bruce Wayne's always got like
the man. Tan. The man's hot.
So Ben Affleck
or Christian Bale or Michael Dude, Keaton.
Christian Bale would be an awesome old. I don't know, man. He's way too old. He can't be doing that anymore. He was struggling already with Vulture. I don't want to see him die.
Oh, yeah, no, Batman. But it's like, what if they made a Batman Beyond movie?
Yeah. Dude, that'd be sick. Who would you cast?
A lot of people have been wanting that Michael Keaton play the old Batman in a Batman Beyond movie. Because it kind of like tie cool. into the whole like old Batman mythology, like the 89 Batman, like have that be its own universe. Yeah. And then
what about, okay, so now you're talking you said Batman Beyond, right? Is Batman Beyond the same one with the red
the one where Batman doesn't in the have middle? A cape, it's the future Batman.
Okay So that was played as like a young guy in the show.
Well, yeah, but he was mentored by Bruce Wayne.
Okay, so who would play as a young Batman?
Well, he wouldn't be white. I'd say he'd be like some type of mixed race dude.
Yeah, hey, that'd be pretty cool. It's like with Miles Morales. Like that was very well made. That movie is amazing. I saw it like four or five times. Like that was a great movie. Or let's just make him Jewish, like Peter B. Parker. Bruce B. Parker. I mean, Bruce B. Wayne. Yeah, I can see that. He has even more money. That'd be awesome. And his financial growth is amazing. Oh, man. I could see a movie like that. I just don't know who.
I really can't think of anything at all. All I know is DC, don't touch Gal Gadot. At all.
They're going to. In the second movie. They're going to mess her up. I really hope not. Like, I bet you.
Well, because I think.
What would you do if they mess it up?
I really hope. I don't want to think if they mess it up. Because right now, Gal Gadot and
DC, you know they will.
Are like holding DC together. The DC movies together right now.
That's the sad thing. Because Aquaman was like great. It was good, but it wasn't like, oh, wow, everyone's like, literally every time he was looking at some girl, they would look at each other for 2 seconds and then something would bust in their face. It was stupid. It was the most retarded way of just going and skipping to another scene. It's just like, I think we found out how to do this. And the girl's like, yeah, it looks awesome. And then they stop for a second and then boom, freaking Black Manta comes out of nowhere. And then boom, something else blows up, and then boom, and then boom. It's just stupid. That was just no.
It's called action and adventure.
No, it's called bad writing, and learn how to cut and edit a little bit better than making stuff blow up in your face. Jeez, freaking Aquaman. Anyways, I know you love them, but yeah, they are literally holding them by a thread right now. But you know Marvel. you know me. You know, I'm a Marvel guy over here. You know, we making that money. We Disney.
Well, I mean, DC made money.
But not that Disney money.
Aquaman cost $1 billion, bro.
Jeez. Yeah. They did make some money back.
So, fight me, bro.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm good. I believe you. How much did Batman and Superman
make? $800 million.
Exactly.
Yeah, they make. Oh, Batman and Superman made a lot of money. It just wasn't critically liked.
Yeah. Either way, people are
going to regardless. I'm going to go see it. I saw it like five or six times.
Yeah, you.
Most viewed movie, yeah. I was.
You watched that movie a lot.
Dare I say it? I was aroused. Oh no! There's still one image that always like comes to mind when I think of that movie. It's when the Trinity first showed up.
Batman branding. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, that one clip or that one shot of Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. Oh, I want to say
with the Spy Kids music playing in the background. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Oh, this is literally Spy Kids music. That is one movie that I love that people hate. Spy Kids is awesome.
Well, now that you're older, you're just like, well, it's kind of dumb.
The first movie was freaking awesome. Second one was pretty good too. Anyways, Batman. Yeah. It's hopefully it can come back from drowning. I do too.
That's my favorite property. But if not, there's always the animated stuff and the TV shows. Titans is amazing.
And that stuff's doing really good too. Yeah, Titans. Oh, we were supposed to, I'm sorry to interrupt. We were supposed to have our friend Cameron. He was supposed to join us. So quick shout out to him if he ever wants to listen to us. And our boy Johan, he's actually recording his own podcast tonight. So I'll give him another shout out. If you want to go listen to the Seventh Quarter podcast, you can find him on everywhere else. But yeah, they'll probably be talking about for an hour the whole Super Bowl and how SpongeBob never showed up. So if you want to listen to it, yeah, go have fun.
Disappointment.
For now. We were supposed to talk about even more in depth about the DC universe. Maybe we can come back to it later on. We can have this will be just part one. I can probably
Believe me, I will be talking about the DC universe. I love them so much. So much.
I got you. Yeah, so we can do that. I can just leave this one as like a part one. And when the whole kind of gang joins up, then we can
more of the discussion. Have
more ideas. Yeah, more everything just coming into play. Because Cameron does have a good bit of knowledge on DC. Him and Henry just talk about it, and I'm just looking at both of them like, shut up. Like, I could care less. And then Johan, I don't think would be the best. He knows something.
He's like you. He's just general like knowledge.
Yeah. He'll just be more like, yeah, Batman's, he wears black. Superman wears tighty white. He's nice. So it's just more of that. But when it comes to, Marvel, I'm still not the greatest, but I'll support them a little bit more. But yeah, that's that. So, well,
I was going to say you have a hard on for Spider-Man.
I do. I freaking love Spider-Man. All right. So, how about we move to the next kind of part to it? What do you see in the future of?
Well,
like, okay, let's give scenario A.
Well, scenario A.
Scenario A is they fail. They fail. They completely fail. Reboot. What do?
They're going to have to reboot. It's.
What would they reboot first?
They'd have to do. They'd have to start everything over again. It's the whole. It's the whole thing that they did with Spider-Man, basically.
Man, that would suck. They would have to reboot Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, yep. Wonder Woman. Geez, I don't know who would replace Wonder Woman.
Because Wonder Woman's actually great. And then the same thing as Aquaman finally got respect.
It's because he's like a super chill dude.
You can't hate Jason Momoa.
You can't. He's too buff. If I hated him, he'd probably crush me.
Just a beautiful brown man.
Or he'll Game of Thrones me. Dragon Queen me. So, yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That scene came right up to my head. It was...
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I'm good. I don't want to
get... You don't want to get Momoa.
So, yeah. They would have to... Okay. So, basically reboot everything. So, okay. They would have to reboot everything. What if they succeed? What do you see?
Well, they're doing they're course correcting right now. Like I said, they're focusing on the individual movies. They got some movies coming up, like the Wonder Woman sequel, Suicide Squad 2, Birds of Prey, which I'm pretty excited for.
What is it called? Birds of Prey?
Birds of Prey is another movie. No.
Isn't that what the Owls?
That's like the girl team.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to have a Black Canary, Huntress. Oh, Huntress is played by Ramona Flowers. Ugh! From Ramona Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Isn't that, what's her face from?
Yeah. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, or Winstead.
Oh, yeah. I for some reason got her confused with Captain Marvel.
Well, Captain Marvel's also Scott. Yeah, remember she.
Oh, she really?
She's Scott.
Oh, she is.
If you think about one of the other Supermen's also in the movie.
Yeah.
Superman Returns.
Yeah. He is there. A bunch of superheroes. Oh, and Captain America's
also in that movie.
That movie's amazing. I want to review that movie. That's a great movie. The soundtrack is amazing.
She's going to be playing the Huntress. And guess who's going to be the main villain?
A frog.
The main man, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I don't know then. I did see something about that.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor's going to be freaking awesome. Black Mask.
That's freaking awesome, dude. I want him something in Marvel, but fine, we'll get him on DC.
Yeah, so.
You got to test the water somewhere.
So I'm excited for that.
And then they can kill him off, and then he can go to Marvel. Okay. Yes! It makes sense.
Well.
Dude, come on.
The thing is, they actually might kill him off, because Huntress kills.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's
a villain. So what usually happens to villains?
Well, the mob is responsible for the death of Huntress's parents, and Black Mask is the leader of a mob, like a mafia. Yeah,
she's on the hunt.
So I'm guessing that he's in charge of the people that killed her parents.
Is he going to die like his master? Dang.
Oh.
Just get stabbed in the stomach.
No!
By a devil-wielded sword.
Devil-looking man. But no.
And then he grins at you with his crooked yellow teeth. Man, that was a great movie. I just love that movie. All right, cool. So that's basically what's going to happen.
They're focusing on single movies. They're not doing big crossover events out of the nothing like they've been doing. They said that they're keeping the little crossovers to a minimum.
No, but they, in a way, they also need to just do what Marvel does and kind of with each individual movie have an overall story where it's they got to do that too. Because if not, no one's going to care.
Shazam's also coming out this year, so.
That looks like crap. I'm sorry. That looks like hot garbage. That movie, with those trailers, look like crap.
This might be my bias, but I'm actually excited for it.
You're going to be very disappointed, my friend. I'm sorry. I don't even like that actor. I don't even know his name.
I love Zachary Levi. Homie Chuck?
No, I don't know. Where else is he from? Okay, what else? Exactly. Dang. Anyways, keep moving on. All right, it was DC. I'm sorry. Seriously, that trailer looked like poop. And if anybody wants to, come at me with that, come at me. It was so bad. It was so bad. No, it looks like crap. All right, so hopefully DC doesn't screw up. The thing is with DC, they're going to have one flunk, and that's going to be it. Shazam's going to be the flunk. Out of all the other movies, Shazam's going to be the one that fails.
I don't think so. I think the thing is, Shazam's also more for the kids, if anything.
It's going to fail. It's going to be their one flunk. Everything else is going to do pretty good. Probably Suicide Squad 2.
Because it's going to be directed by James Gunn.
Ooh, nice. Then, yeah. And then also Harley Quinn's in it. And I'll buy 7 tickets just to see
Harley Quinn's also in the Birds of Prey movie.
Nice. I'm going to go see that movie, too. Well, that's maybe
we're going to have to watch all these movies because now we're in the war.
Exactly. Oh, talking about movies. AMC Stubbs members get $5 movies every Tuesdays. So just letting you know, this isn't a sponsorship.
If they want to,
it's just an announcement.
If anyone at AMC happens to listen to this.
I have AMC stubs, yeah, and they're freaking awesome.
I do, too.
I try to go and watch a movie every Tuesday. Yeah, Henry does, too. That's how we watch all of our movies and get popcorn.
So get AMC StubHub memberships.
Yes. Yes. You get things on your birthday, too, if you're... Please, if you're, sponsor, yeah, us. Just do something, please. We need money. We need 30 cents in our account.
I have bills to pay.
30 cents is better than nothing. Yeah, that is true. All right. Let me see what else. What? Okay, and then the last thing that I wrote here is what have could. I don't even know what I said.
Your handwriting is atrocious. Here.
It's literally a doctor's handwriting. Yeah, but you're not that smart. I'm not. That's why we're doing this podcast.
First of all,
I.
You're damn right.
Hey man, we're talking about Jason Momoa Momoing people. Okay, I don't think we're that smart.
That's our new our new adjective for people getting like sexually destroyed.
Completely.
It's like, hey girl, I'm a Momoing you.
That's horrible. Sounds like something a whole life.
You ready to get Momoing? Dang.
You ready to get
Momoa'd? You want this Momoa?
Should I just call this podcast Getting Momoa?
Oh my god. Is the DC Universe getting Momoa?
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to name it. Is the DC Universe getting Momoa? Perfect. That's it. All right. Well, we'll do that. I still can't read this.
That's your own writing, bro.
Dude, I wrote it super quick. It was like 2 minutes before we started recording. Oh, and what something could later.
Oh, like what projects they could come up with later?
There we go. Perfect. You got
well,
it.
Again, this is later on. If they ever want to like reboot it, like get a fresh start, Flashpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that story, right?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty dope. And again...
I don't. Can you explain it?
All right, so in Flashpoint... basically, the Flash goes back in time and saves his mom, but in doing so, he kind of like alters history. So yeah, it's the butterfly. Like, you change one thing.
He's Ashton Kutcher. Yes. Okay.
You change one thing and everything changes. So because he saved his mom, instead of Bruce Wayne's parents getting shot in that alley, Bruce gets shot.
Yeah.
Not his parents.
So then the parents become Batman. And no, Batman.
His dad becomes Batman. Oh. His mom becomes the Joker.
Dude, that sounds freaking awesome.
Oh, the comic's amazing, and the
you know who would have been perfect? I'm sorry, you know who'd been perfect? The people that in be Batman, the Superman.
They those two. The thing actors. Is, they've asked them if they were they'd be down, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the guy that played his dad, he's like, yeah. I'm definitely in.
Dude. Because he was in Watchmen,
wasn't
he? Yeah,
he was a comedian.
Dude. They need to play that. They actually need to do that now. I want to see that now.
And again, if they want to reboot, that'd probably be the best way to go, is to have a Flashpoint. Because that way they could change things.
You can alter anything.
And
yeah,
that way,
exactly.
That kind of explain why Bruce Wayne looks different as all hell.
Dude, that would be freaking sick.
And then
lie.
You get to see Gal Gadot and Jason Momoa get it on.
She's going to get Momoa?
Yep. Probably the two most attractive people on this planet.
And the kid comes out so ugly.
Probably. Well, no. So the thing is, that means Gal Gadot beheads Amber Heard, though.
Who's Amber Heard?
Mira.
Who's Mira?
Oh, my God. Did you not watch Aquaman? His woman.
Oh, the redhead? Just go with... Listen, I'm not good with names. You need to just... I was with you watching... Oh, no, I didn't watch
you
it
didn't,
with you.
Which hurt my feelings. I invited you.
Well, we had plans. I'm sorry.
It's cool. I'm not hurt. It's fine. Whatever. It's okay. I'm fine. It's everything.
Either
fine.
Way.
Shout out to the homegirl, Ashley.
Either way, we're AMC Stubs members, so we get free movies every 3 days out of... Every week.
And on Tuesdays, we get it for $5.
Well, we don't have to pay regardless, but we can bring guests for $5.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant.
Oh, that was like a...
But anyways, back to the main point. It. But yeah, back to the thing is, the story is that because that changed, well, there's that Batman's dad is Batman. His mom's the Joker. Okay. Aquaman and Wonder Woman are at war.
Okay.
Because Wonder Woman killed Aquaman's wife.
Nice. And then they get promoted.
No. So it starts off with the Amazons and the Atlanteans having a truce. And then Aquaman and Wonder Woman have, like, an affair.
Whoa.
And Mira finds out about it. Dang. And, like, goes to confront Wonder Woman. But she loses. It's graphic as all hell. Wonder Woman cuts off her head. Like, you really got to watch. It's also a movie. It's a really good movie, too.
This is already a movie?
An animated movie.
Oh, sick.
DC's animated movies are amazing.
No, they're really good. I'm not going to deny you on that. Like, they do the best jobs.
So.
Just that, though.
But yeah. The Amazons, the Atlanteans are, like, on a full-out war, and the Earth's about to be, like, destroyed by them. And because of this, also because of that, Superman didn't land in Kansas, like, in a small city in Kansas. His
landed ship, in Russia.
No, his ship landed in Metropolis, which literally destroyed the city of Metropolis.
So he never existed.
No, he did, but he destroyed, like, he killed millions when he landed.
Oh, wow.
So the government took him, and now he's government property that has never seen the sun.
So he's
just a small, frail man.
Dang, dude. And then, I bet they keep kryptonite around him, too.
No. The thing is, without the sun, he has no powers. They just keep him locked up.
So he's literally a plant?
He's literally like the scrawniest little man.
Aw. Poor guy. Wally should hook him up with a plant. Or give him some of his UAV.
Dang. But yeah. And then, and then Cyborg's like the Earth's like one of Earth's
whitest, like, what? Whitest hero.
No, he's black. He's still black.
Oh, okay, cool.
They didn't know, but yeah, it's crazy, man. And then Wonder Woman is in control of, like, Europe, and the United States is, like, the last free place on Earth.
Like, everywhere.
Yeah,
like, now.
Yeah.
Until that wall's built.
I don't want to get political. But yeah, it's just an amazing movie. And in the end, they fix the timeline. It's just crazy.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
We should review that movie as well.
Yeah, we'll watch it. You got DC account, so we can watch it.
Yeah, so if they want to reboot, I'd say go to Flashpoint eventually, if you want to do that. Yeah. But if not, I'd stick to what you're doing. Do the individual movies in, like, maybe 4 to 5 years. Another Justice League big event.
Yeah. Get Shazam in it, even though it's going to fail. Get everybody else that's in the Justice League. What's that hot girl called?
Wasn't Hawk Girl.
That Hawk? Like,
Hawk Girl. That's her name.
That's her name? Okay. Yeah. Isn't she part of the Justice League or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Have they made a movie about her yet or no? Or is she in that Suicide Feather movie that's coming out?
No. She's not. And in the Birds of Prey, it's Black Canary, Huntress, I think Batgirl.
Mm-hmm. When did they get to put Hawk Girl then? What the hell is the point? Like, they need to put her in if... The original, is it 8?
7.
It's 7, okay.
But the thing is, she wasn't in the original 7. It was Hawkman.
Okay, so either way, there's a Hawk. We need to get Hawkman or Hawk Girl in it. We need, okay, so that's one. We need, we already have Batman. We already have Superman. We already have Wonder Woman. Who are the other ones?
Of the original 7, it'd be Martian Manhunter.
Manhunter. Okay, we need a Manhunter movie. That would be cool. Because his power, his
he's weakness basically is water. Superman. No, it's fire.
Oh, it's fire,
which is really water. Dumb. Like, I love. There was a line in a movie that Batman, or the in a comic that Batman said, it was, "I have like a $50,000 piece of rock for the alien in Metropolis. All I need is a penny for a book of matches, and I could take you down."
Dang.
And I'm holy like, crap. Yo, because he didn't know if if Martian Manhunter was like a friend or like an enemy. Yeah. So he was like, yo, just remember.
Can't he just use his laser eyes?
Yeah, he can.
It's literally fire.
He's basically Superman, but he could shapeshift, but he's bad with fire.
What an idiot. Okay, anyways. Manhunter, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Hawkman.
Who else? Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Oh, jeez. What was what was his name?
Idris Elba.
He needs to play as what's it called? Green Lantern.
I could see it.
I could see that. Like, so that would be a great performance. I can see that way better than way better than Ryan Reynolds. Way better.
Oh yeah. And again, I actually like the Green Lantern movie.
Oh god, did you really?
I didn't find it that bad. Did you really find it really bad?
I wish I could, because I never watched it, but I've heard so much crap about it. That's one movie. Thing.
I hear so much crap about it, but I'm like, I saw it like twice and I found it all right.
It was a decent movie. It's probably like kind of like Aquaman, if you really think about it.
Aquaman had better effects, but whatever.
But yeah, I mean,
and way better story.
No.
Also, immigration jokes. They had them.
Oh, yeah. They had a bunch.
Atlantis has a wall.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know why that really made me laugh.
Because it hurts you at home. Anyways.
No, so me and my friend were watching the movie, and we were like, yo, Aquaman's won the loss, fool. Ice is after him.
Man. It's horrible.
Because remember?
I remember.
They were basically after him because he's like, you entered unlawfully. And I'm like, yo.
Yo, that's our homie. My cousins.
That's my family right there. Aquaman's la raza.
Man, hey, you be careful saying that too much because people might hear and then be like, oh, your family's all illegal? And then they'll find out where you live and I show up at your door. We gotta be careful.
Yeah, like they did with the homie 21 Savage.
Dang, so what? Okay, sorry. Off topic, Batman. For 30 seconds. What's going on there?
Oh, they find out he's actually British. he came over when he was like 12 and he overstayed his visa. Like every other Hispanic person that comes here.
Man, and then yeah, he's made of so much money. He probably owes so much in taxes or whatever penalty they're going to give him. Cuz he's not even supposed to be here.
He's not.
Man, that's crazy.
But the thing is he kept claiming he's from Atlanta.
He is. If you've lived here long enough, you either lived your what was the thing that Harvey says?
You live long. It's like you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
That's it. That's 21 Savage.
Dang.
He's in Mortal Kombat. He's doing the what? The song for him. So. I'm sorry. I hated that freaking commercial. It was so. No offense to 21, but he's not even from here, so I'm just going to have to stay quiet.
You're not from here.
I think we have to end the podcast right now. Okay, Henry, it was great talking to you. Wow, great job. Great. Thank you for explaining how Marvel and DC love each other, and Stan Lee is always and will be the best. Yeah, but I got nothing else, man. That you basically explain everything that I wanted to hear, and I hope people understand you, because DC is so freaking complicated, and that's why they don't win.
One day it'll go back on top, as it all should be.
No, it's once. What's that movie called? What are the Batman ones with the Penguin?
Batman with. Forever?
Is it forever?
Is it? No. Who made it?
Tim Burton.
Yeah, Tim Burton.
Once Tim Burton takes over Batman again, that's when Batman and DC will come back. That's when I think.
Was it Tim Burton?
It was Tim Burton.
Yeah, it was Tim Burton. Who's the one that made Batman and Robin? It was Joel Schumacher.
It was Schumacher?
Or was it Schumacher that made the first ones and then Burton made the...
I think Hold Burton up. Made also Batman and Robin. Maybe.
No, because I remember Burton quit after the second one. because the studio wanted to go to like a in like a lighter mood because Warner Brothers are freaking idiots.
Yeah, they've been idiots for like the past almost 40 years now.
Thing is, Warner Brothers screws themselves, man.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, Schumacher. Joel
Schumacher. He made it, right?
Yeah, he did. Box office, $238.2 million with a budget of $125 million. So they doubled. That's pretty good. They more than doubled. Well, no. They almost doubled. But not bad. The Metacritic is 28. Rotten Tomatoes at 10%. IMDb 3.7. And yet the movie still succeeded.
That's the power of Batman, baby.
And that's how we end it. There we go. That's the power of Batman. I like that. Ugh. All right, any last things you need to say before we cut it?
The House of DC shall rise again, my brothers and sisters.
Oh, no. All right, actually,
damn right. I'm a Southern Latino boy.
You're just like 21 Savage.
Yeah, I'm like... Oi, mate.
Oi, mate.
Me name is 21 Savage.
Now you're just being racist.
Am I being racist?
I don't know.
Bruv. Fam.
Bruv. Fam. Fam. How are you? Man, that's horrible. End this.
Listen to me,
you need to end this, Henry. No, you need to end this.
All right. Well, join us next week when we talk about, I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't either.
But we'll talk about something. Well, the Lego movie. Well, we're going to review that.
Well, that movie, week. Is that movie coming? When does that movie come out?
Comes out next week.
Oh, yes. All right, cool. Then, yeah, we'll have that review.
Well, we talk about the Lego movie, where we're going to talk about the future of Marvel.
Heck yeah.
And a few other topics that we will conjure up, and I will write down this time because my handwriting is legible.
You kind of have to burn me like that. And then also we'll try to bring in Johan and Cameron and try to see if other people want to join in as well so you can hear some other friendly voices.
But just remember, we're your mains.
Yeah. It's just always us two. The dynamic duo. So
yeah.
You'll be hearing from us.
Your favorite podcast. No, we're not. We're like all three of you that have listened to us so far.
Hey, three's better than
nothing.
Nothing.
And the thing is, I think two of the views were us, weren't they?
shut up. I'm still going to make those stupid accounts, so just give me a sec. Once we get them, I got to draw a logo. I got to do so much crap. But yeah,
Well, the thing is, if we ever make it big, you know, people will look back on this and be like, oh, they were small at one point. And, oh, God, that's what she said.
I was about to say that.
They were just starting up and they were humble.
Yeah, we tried. And again, no advertisements for now. Yeah, for now. I hate advertisements. So freaking annoying.
For now. In the future, I might love them.
Yeah, I bet you will. All right, Batman. Well, we'll catch you on the next one. And you guys have a good night. All right.
And remember, y'all, it's pizza time.
Pizza time. See ya.